Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Carlos Profit finds two guys in his New Mexico property trying to dump an old boat. Profit insists they remove it, but when they refuse, Profit points an assault rifle at them and slashes the tires on their boat trailer.
Nancy, this is not the first time Profit has had a run-in with unethical campers. 20 years ago, Profit held people hostage for dumping garbage on the mesa. In 2018, Profit held a family with three young children hostage because he believed they had shot and killed a red-tailed hawk. This time, the DA's office has called for pretrial detention for Profit, who was, quote, an obvious danger to society.
Profit now charged with ag assault, false imprisonment, and criminal property damage. Joshua McCarty Thomas uses lockpicks, breaking into Florida businesses, stealing rare books, newspapers, rare comics, and two rare tortoises. McCarty Thomas sells several of the books and comics on eBay, leading detectives straight to his home, where they find the remaining stolen books, one of the Galapagos turtles in the backyard, and the other turtle dead in McCarty Thomas's freezer. He's now facing 8 counts of burglary charges. Why did he have to kill the turtle? More crime and justice news after this.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Colorado, where a judge has decided to postpone the first criminal trial connected with the death of Elijah McClain. The 23-year-old black man died almost 4 years ago after being detained by police in a Denver suburb, brutally restrained and given a powerful sedative. Since prosecutors have not specified what actions by their clients are allegedly the cause of McClain's injuries or whether they are accused of being directly responsible for his injuries or considered complicit in the actions of other defendants, the attorneys for the two officers, whose trial was originally scheduled to begin July 10th, ask for more time. They claim that without this information, they are unable to mount a proper defense. Overseas now, as an Australian judge has dismissed accusations by Victoria Cross recipient Ben Robert Smith that he was falsely accused by the media. finding that Australia's most decorated living war veteran unlawfully killed captives and committed other war crimes in Afghanistan. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Former Special Air Service Regiment Corporal Robert Smith, now a media firm executive, was found to have committed a variety of war crimes according to a ruling by Federal Court Justice Anthony Bisonko. The ruling was made in 2018. According to Bisonko, Robert Smith, who was also given the Medal of Gallantry for his service during the Afghanistan War, quote, broke the moral and legal rules of military engagement and dishonored Australia with his actions. The decision, which came after a contentious trial lasting 110 court hearing days and costing an estimated $25 million Australian in legal bills, is viewed as a landmark victory for press freedom against Australia's very draconian defamation rules.
The attorney for Robert Smith has requested an additional 42 days to consider filing an appeal with the federal court's full bench. In a report released on Thursday, the National Police Agency of Japan states that insufficient security measures, such as lack of metal detectors and bag checks, allowed an assailant to get into a crowd during an election campaign and throw a pipe bomb at Prime Minister Fumio Kishida in April. Before the bomb was able to explode, special police moved Kishida away from it, protecting him from injury. The 24-year-old suspect, Ryuichi Kimura, was arrested at the scene of the incident April 15th at the fishing town of Saikazaki in the western prefecture of Wakayama, where Kishida was preparing to deliver a speech in support of a local candidate. Kimura is still being held by police while undergoing a psychiatric examination authorized by the court until September 1st. Back in this country now, as Alabama lawmakers have given their final approval to a bill that may result in longer jail terms for felonies committed as part of a, quote, criminal enterprise. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The Senate passed a bill which allows for harsher sanctions for people associated with organized crime groups, including street gangs, has been approved by the House of Representatives 95-6. The legislation now heads to Alabama Governor Kay Ivey's office, where she's expected to sign the bill. According to the legislation, if the prosecution can show that a defendant belongs to a criminal organization and that an offense was done for the benefit of that organization, the penalties might be increased. When a gun is used in the commission of a crime, it also establishes obligatory minimum punishments.
According to the approved bill, a criminal enterprise is defined as a network of three or more individuals who together engage in a pattern of criminal activity.
Rajah McQueen, home from college, runs errands around Cleveland, last seen on surveillance video in her silver 2018 Nissan Sentra license plate, J Joy, G Georgia, H Happy, 3953, stopping for gas. McQueen leaves the gas station. The next time her car is caught on video, a man is driving. The car also riddled with bullet holes, the hubcaps missing, and a fake dealer license displayed in the back window. Cleveland cops say they've identified and interviewed the man, but he did not provide leads on McQueen's whereabouts. If you have information on Rajah McQueen's disappearance, please contact Cleveland PD 216-623-5418. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say "free this week" into your Xfinity voice remote.